Here's Partner. Big hole. Partner breaks it outside. Here's Partner. He's going to go to the 10. Touchdown. Touchdown number 4.
The Ronnie Lott Impact Player of the Week. Live.
All right, talking a little Ronnie Lott Impact Player of the Week, which, of course, is selected by a panel of national college football experts, announced each Wednesday here on AM 830, the Pacific Club Impact Foundation, who sponsors the annual award that goes to the college defensive player who has the biggest impact on his team on and off the field, will donate $1,000 to the General Scholarship Fund of the university with the weekly winner. This week's winner is Baylor linebacker Bryce Hager. He is a guy who had 18 tackles, including 2 tackles for a loss and a sack in the Baylor Bears win over Kansas State. And if you do something on the defensive side for Baylor that stands out, you've done something, because they score about 80 points a game. Joining me right now to talk about that is a former USC and San Francisco 49ers defensive back, Mike Salmon. Mike, good to talk to you today. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Travis?
Good, man. Anytime a Baylor defensive player pops, that's a big deal. Those guys put up a lot of points, usually not known for their defense.
That's true. He's putting up some Nintendo-type numbers. I mean, 18 tackles, that's impressive.
Mike, when you watch that, and as a former defensive player, and you watch the way that Baylor plays, you watch the way that A&M plays, of course, you got Oregon Ducks up the road here a little bit, and they kind of started this whole trend. Do you like watching it, or as a former defensive guy, is it kind of hard to watch a team score 50, 60 points a week?
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I remember when I was a kid, when I was playing at SC as well, I always wanted to play in the WAC because they threw the ball around so much. But now that I'm watching these teams put up those kinds of numbers, as I get older, I get a little humbler, and I go, wow, I'm glad I'm not playing those guys.
What would you do if you have to? If you're on the field and you're defending a wide receiver, and Johnny Manziel or Marcus Mariota or Brett Hundley or any of those guys are out there, how different does it change your approach in defending your assignment?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Clancy Pendergrass, the USC defensive coach who, you know, pretty much had kind of the playbook on, or had Oregon's number, you know, I asked him the same question because we didn't see a lot of these offenses back when I played. And, he likes to bring a safety down in the box, and I went back and forth between free and strong safety. So kind of depending on what position. But, I mean, he likes to put the strong safety, kind of hide him a little bit, you know, look like cover two, and then he'd bring him down and have him just kind of shadow the quarterback. That can be good and bad, obviously if they're throwing the ball deep and, you know, you got your strong safety around the line of scrimmage trying to worry about the run, then that can hurt you. But, as a free safety, I think it'd be great. Truthfully, back when I was playing, I loved it when they threw the ball around because it just gave you more opportunities for interceptions.
We're talking with former SC and 49er defensive back Mike Salmon. He's here on behalf of the Lott Impact Award. Obviously, you got the Trojans this week, your alma mater. They're on the road. They're at Notre Dame. What's it like to play in one of those games? As somebody who's a fan of college football and understands the rivalries and the important rivalries, that looks like one of those games that just not only intense, but it looks like it's so much fun to play in.
You know, it's funny that you're saying that, because that's exactly what, obviously, Ed Ogeron's telling the guys. And truthfully, if I had to speak to the team, that's exactly what I'd tell those guys, is that, you know, I look back on my days of playing, and the games that really stand out were, like, you know, Notre Dame, picking off Rick Meyer, you know, hearing that whole stadium go silent, you know, running around their sideline with the ball, you know, and then, you know, playing back at Ohio State and, you know, beating those guys back there. I mean, you know, when you get into a stadium and there's 100,000 fans, I mean, you're back there and it's a intersectional rivalry. It's so much fun, and literally that's exactly what you tell the guys. And I think that's what Ed's telling the team right now, is, guys, it's going to be a blast. Enjoy it. Understand your assignments. Make sure you do what you're supposed to do. But go out there and have a fun time. And if you do, you know, you're going to be successful.
Mike, what's better, like you're talking about, have that pick at home at the Coliseum in front of your fans with the place going wild, or is it better to do it on the road and hear a crazy atmosphere all of a sudden go dead quiet?
I got to be honest with you. I'm more of a road – I like the road warrior mentality, you know. I've always been a Fresno State, that Pat Hill coach. He's, you know, hey, we'll play anyone, anywhere, anytime. And that's kind of my mentality when I was playing back there. I loved going on the road. I thought playing on the road was more fun than playing at home half the time. We'd go back and play, you know, those Oklahoma teams and go back there. I love going down there and, knocking some guys around in their stadium.
We're talking with Mike Salmon, former SC and San Francisco 49ers defensive back. He is here on behalf of the Lott Impact Player of the Week. This week's winner is Baylor linebacker Bryce Hager. you know, as an SC guy, when you see what the program was going through at the beginning of the season and they look kind of lackluster, they look kind of disinterested and certainly lacking a little bounce and a little energy, was there any question in your mind that Lane Kiffin had to go when they made that move?
Yeah, no, I had been expecting that one for a while. I mean, you can just tell the energy, you know, on the field with the players. I mean, it just wasn't working. I'm not really sure why, but you know, I think they got it on the right track now. I'm telling you, Ed's my sleeper. I think if they can win out or win a good chunk of their games, people are going to might be surprised. I think he might you know, keep the job.
How big of a deal is playing football, excuse me, Mike, with emotion? You know, baseball's kind of different. You play so many games. You play every day. If you go 4-for-4 and you're screaming like a maniac, it's not going to work. If you go 0-for-4 and you want to hang yourself, that's not going to work either. But football's a little different. Once a week, you only got in college at least 12 or 13 games. If you don't play with emotion, with passion, you're cooked before you even start.
I totally agree. You know, I mean, if you can't get up once a week, you know, to get out there in front of all these screaming fans. I mean, it's the time of your life. I mean, literally, it's some of these guys, you know, I look at when these guys are running around. I mean, they look so energetic and excited to play. But in, you know, previous weeks and previous seasons, you just haven't seen that emotion. And you're exactly right. I mean, when Pete Carroll was here, that's what it took. I mean, that's what, you know, the great teams run out there. They explode out on the field and they just continue to play that way. And it's very important.
You know, it sounds kind of goofy and sophomoric, but you know, you need a coach that's a communicator. You need a guy that's a good strategist. You need a guy that's a leader that can communicate with all the players and the media and everything else. But at the end of the day, if that guy doesn't get you pumped up, and Ed Orgeron is great at it, he's going to get you as pumped up as anybody. But Lane Kiffin is not that guy. He's kind of a more, you know, I don't even know the right word, kind of a flatliner, frankly, that if that's the guy leading the charge, it's – difficult to expect your team to come firing out of that tunnel the way you would think.
No, you're right. I mean, you know, I always look at, you know, when you're playing for a coach, you want to play for somebody you want to go, you know, want to go to bat for, who you're going to run through a wall with, and that's exactly Ed Orgeron. And, you know, back, I played for a lot of great coaches back in my day, and they were all guys that I wanted to take a bullet for, and I think that SC's got that guy right now at the school.
Mike, what made you decide to get involved with the Lott Award? I imagine Ronnie Lott, USC defensive back, probably not a super hard sell for yourself.
Yeah, no, John Hamilton and I, we kind of talked about it, and Ronnie was a hero of mine for years, and they didn't have a trophy on the West Coast, and we figured this would be a great idea, you know, to get this thing going and start honoring some great players, which we have. We've got some great players this year, especially on the West Coast, which is kind of new. That SEC and, you know, the Big Ten have always been kind of dominant. But, I mean, you know, UCLA's got some great linebackers this year. They got a DB down at, you know, San Diego State that's put up, you know, linebacker-type numbers on tackles. My favorite, Devon Kennard, one of the, you know, greatest human beings I've ever met. So it's going to be a fun year. It's one of our closest votes we've ever had. And I got to get this in, that fans can vote at lottimpacttrophy.org for the Player of the Week between 8 a.m. Sunday morning and Tuesday morning.
Give me that web address one more time.
Lottimpacttrophy.org.
You're going to be in South Bend this weekend, too. You're going to present a check to Notre Dame because Manti Te'o was the season winner last year. You get to present a little check. I would imagine that you get, even if it is a Notre Dame guy in their backyard, it's still got to feel pretty good to give a little bit of money away and get to impact a place like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, our committee's behind these players. It doesn't matter what school they go to. Obviously, with Notre Dame, I mean, Manti's a great guy. You know, my good buddy Joe Barry's the linebacker coach for the Chargers, and he's an SC guy. And he said his kids show up every game wearing all Manti jerseys and stuff like that. I mean, he's just it's easy to cheer for these guys no matter where they come from when you get to meet them and figure out who they are and what they stand for. It's pretty neat.
That's Mike Salmon, former SC and 49ers defensive back. He's here on behalf of the Lott Impact Player of the Week. This week's winner is Baylor linebacker Bryce Hager, and he'll be in South Bend for SC and Notre Dame as well. $25,000 to the Irish for last year's winner, Manti Te'o. Mike, it was good to talk to you. Thanks.
You too. Thanks, Travis.